Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The folk art schools from the town of Kotel and Široka Luka had a concert a few days ago on April the 28th. The audience in Sliven applauded the colorful program of the young talents. The Пазители на Българщината, or Protectors of Lost Bulgarian Foundation, initiated and organized the event. More details on it coming up in a while, but first listen to a rendition of the choir with the Filip Kutev National School of Folklore Art in the town of Kotel. I had expected the concert with great excitement and were happy with the success of our marvelous young performers. The hall was crowded, many spectators were standing and the applause was never ending, says Mrs. Stoyanka Tenova, a headmaster of the Широка Лъка School. Furthermore,
осъществяването на този концерт стана възможно след обещанието
That concert was a part of the promise given by the representatives of the Пазители на Българщината Foundation at the traditional chieftains' meeting in the town of Жировна last year. The concert was funded entirely by the foundation and has opted for the mission to preserve whatever is Bulgarian in terms of tradition and culture. Our program sees the music of all folklore regions, as well as instruments and dances typical for Kotel and Широка Лъка. The money collected from the ticket sale has been granted to both schools for the purchase of new instruments and costumes. The organizers did thank to all the participants and said they would turn these concerts into a tradition, Mrs. Stenova goes on to say. The active artistic activity of the Широка Лъка Music School continues.
Въпреки че наближаваме края на учебната 2014-2015 година, нашата активна творческа дейност продължава.
Our students are preparing more concerts despite the forthcoming end of the school year, Mrs. Stenova says. We invited everyone on May the 2nd in the school's hall to a festive concert on the occasion of the Bulgarian Folk Dances Profile's 15th anniversary. We presented the latest work of the artistic formations. We're really happy with the fact that our former students will join the program. Today, they are successful performers at the best dancing formations from the Tracia, Pirin, Bulgare and other ensembles. We were glad that the entire big family of the profile and the whole school gathered there. We will end up with a rendition of folk singer Maria Orilska. The recording was made during her school years in Широка Лъка. On Radio Bulgaria, you've heard Time Out for Music.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.